Welcome to Frère Roger's Struggle and Contemplation. On 24th May 1970, he wrote in his diary, "Domhelder Camara pays us a visit and, upon his arrival, says quite suddenly, 'Roger, when you are no longer with us, I fear for the community.' These words come as a complete surprise to me. I assure him that there is no need to worry. A little later, Domhelder tells me how happy he felt when he heard the announcement of the Youth Council. He added, 'When I heard you had announced it, I thought Roger could do that.' I asked him what he believes is most important for young Europeans. He points to the long table we have laid out under the trees in the avenue for the Portuguese immigrants who have been invited to a meeting with him. There are vast pockets of poverty in Europe. The Third World is right here amongst you, amongst the poor living here in Europe, amongst the migrant workers who, welcomed more or less warmly, are looking for work and often have to live in squalid accommodation. You Europeans, you are so fond of talking about the development of the Third World, should not forget your own development problems. If you do not work to solve the problems at home, you are justifying the continuation of injustice and misery here. Domhelder and I discovered each other 8 years ago. No shadow has fallen on this raw friendship since then. He is a man of many faces, as mercurial as Mercury, full of warmth in the colorful imagery of his language. I can picture him sitting with us at the table in Rome, pulling a piece of paper from his pocket, putting on his glasses, and reading to us from the speech he was preparing at that time. In that moment, he transformed into a different person, using his powers of persuasion to convey something essential. I believe all the speeches he delivered during the council were read out to us at our table beforehand. Thank you for listening with me to the words of Frère Roger. Until then, and may you be kept safe."